This is the intro jingle. This is the K-pop DevOps show with Eric Nam.
Ooh. Hey guys, what's up? This is Eric Nam and welcome to a catching up session with Jay of Day 6. We talked about a lot of really interesting things and we got to know each other a lot better than we did because we really didn't know each other before. So welcome this amazing king of Twitter, this man, the myth, the legend, super tall, chicken little, Jay of Day 6. Enjoy. Oh, and please, go to Apple Podcasts, give us a rating and review, subscribe wherever you're listening, and connect with us on our socials at Tebak Show and tebakshow.com. See you soon. Bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to... This is a very momentous occasion. This is a big deal. This is going to be trending all over Twitter.
Yeah.
And I'm very excited for this because it's the man, the myth, the legend, the one and only... Jay of Day 6.
What's good? I'm Jay.
What's good? Say hello to everybody listening.
Hi, guys. I'm Jay from Day 6. So, hi.
Hey.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing swell. And I'm doing even sweller because you're here.
Thank you.
On
thank
this
you for
show.
Having me. Well, thanks I'm super excited to be here.
Well, we're just as excited, if not more excited, to have
I
you
loved
here.
Peniel's segment. I loved it.
What did you like about that segment?
I loved how independent and free he was. I strive to be that free.
You
one
mean?
Day.
Okay. We're going to get you there one day. But anyways, let's get the show started. You guys, welcome to K-Pop Tebak with Eric Nam. And today, Jay of Day 6. Thanks for making time to come out here.
Yeah.
What were you doing before you got here?
We were on our schedule.
Oh, nice.
Not allowed to say yet, but...
Oh, secrets.
I mean, we're always working. We're always songwriting.
You
we're
guys always are always hustling.
Yeah, we're always working.
I mean, I look at you guys and you guys are always on tour. But then was it last year you guys decided to put out like a song or two every month?
That was 2017. Yeah. So it was like last year-ish, last
dude,
year.
I don't know how you did that because that is rough.
Yeah, I don't know either, man. But big shout out to probably Brian around that time because he was our main lyricist.
Right.
Dude, lyrics are
he's
the hardest.
So good,
he's
though.
So good. So good.
I don't know if you know this. I have a song that I asked him to write lyrics for.
Yeah, I heard.
It's so good.
Dude.
I'll play it for you later.
Oh, yeah.
But it's so good. And and I love him for it. But anyways, for those of you guys who do not know who Jay is, I'm going to give you a quick rundown. I have... a big white piece of paper here with a lot of facts about him.
Oh, I'm excited.
And I really hope these are accurate.
I do too.
And some of these I saw and I was actually very, very surprised. So let's just get into it.
Okay.
Full name, Jaehyung Park.
Yeah.
Born September 15th.
Yes.
92. You're 26.
Oh, I thought I was 27.
Are you?
I'm 26.
Wait, I don't
American
know.
Age, I'm 92.
No, you're 26.
I'm 26.
I'm 30.
Oh, American. You're 4 years older than me? You old, bro. I didn't know you were that old.
Oh, damn.
I didn't know you were that old.
And
wow.
Here we go, y'all. Yeah, I'm old, y'all. But I'm 30.
Wow. Congratulations.
30. Wow, thank you. That really means a lot.
Happy for you, man.
It says here you're born in Buenos Aires.
Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Why? How did that happen?
I don't know.
I just
want to be honest. I don't know. My sister's 10 years older than me.
Oh, wow.
And then I think my parents were working in Argentina.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. What were they doing?
I think they were doing clothing.
Oh,
like
okay.
Kids clothing. And then I happened.
And then you happened.
Yeah.
In Buenos Aires.
In Buenos Aires.
You know what? Buenos Aires, it's like the land of the tango and this. Like
oh,
this,
is it?
Like the super sexy sensual dancing and
oh.
All that. So, you know, what happens in Buenos Aires
stays in Buenos Aires. Nice.
I definitely made that up. But okay, so you're born in Buenos Aires. Do you speak any Spanish?
No.
No?
No.
Un poquitito. Nada.
What?
Okay, so clearly no Spanish for Jay. That's fine.
Un poquito?
Un poquito.
Un poquito.
A little
no.
bit. A little
no.
bit. No.
Sadly.
That's fine.
Yeah.
And then you moved to Korea when you were 2?
Okay. Okay.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa.
I know why it says that.
Okay.
Because I've been on public record for saying that. And
uh-huh.
Then my mom corrected me recently. She told me I never lived in Korea. I was born in Buenos Aires.
Uh-huh.
And I went to Canada for a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And then I went to America. So I was never in Korea. But I remember visiting a lot.
So your life was a lie.
Yeah.
until recently.
Yeah.
All right. So you were not, you did not live here. Canada. Then you were in LA.
Yeah. And my name used to be Brian.
What?
Yeah.
Brian Chaehong.
So it was Brian Park.
Brian Park.
And then my parents changed my name.
How did you feel about that when that happened?
I don't know. I was probably like two.
Okay. Never mind. Never mind.
Not sure.
And then you studied poli-sci.
Poli-sci.
At Cal State.
Yeah.
What, that was your freshman year that you went to K-pop star then?
Yeah, I was in my freshman year. And then all of a sudden, I got a call. Because I was doing like YouTube.
Uh-huh.
You did YouTube, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like all Asian Americans.
That's what we did.
Did YouTube.
2011, 2010. That's what we did because we never had a platform. So what are we going to do? We're going to sit in our bathrooms and hide guitars from our parents and see.
That's how I know you really did it.
That's what,
the acoustics.
You know. Yeah, you need acoustics. The echo. You know the reverb.
Yeah.
You know, you need that naturally. All right. And then over 3 years after the show, you debuted as like the everything of Day 6. I feel like… You guys all play multiple roles. There's the vocalist. You play the instrument. You also rap-ish.
Oh, correction. Correct. Oh. I really want that taken off my profile.
Rapper?
I'm not a rapper.
Okay, let's hear you spit some fire.
I'm a hip-hop enthusiast. I'm not a rapper, though.
Okay, you're not a raptor.
Yeah.
Raptor.
I'm definitely not a raptor.
You're not a raptor.
I'm not a raptor.
You're not a rapper either.
Yeah.
If you have your favorite hip-hop artist. Or a rapper.
Dude, I don't. I like all hip-hop.
Okay.
I like Show Me the Money. I just watch it a lot, yeah.
It's a fun show.
It's great.
Okay, so we are making two corrections on your profile.
Yes.
You did not live in Korea.
Yes.
All right. And you're not a rapper.
Yes. Please.
Maybe a raptor.
Possibly.
Positively.
Very possible.
Since then, you've also been an MC on ASC.
I took your spot.
You did.
Yeah.
You.
Oh, it was so funny because I went to a 음악 방송 thing at Arirang. And then there was like three people in the front. We were walking out with like those like electric placards.
Right.
And it was like, "We heart Jay." And I was like, "Why?" And then I realized what it was.
Oh, they were there to cast you.
Yeah. I realized what it was.
Oh, they were there to just kidnap you onto ASC.
Yeah. ASC was fun though. I liked
it. It was fun.
Yeah.
You guys, I guess talking about the group, you guys are going on a huge tour.
Yeah. It's like
30
a world tour,
shows.
Man. Yeah.
Across Asia, Australia, US, and Europe.
Yes.
This just started.
Yeah. We just had our Seoul show. It was like a 3-day show.
Man.
I forgot where. Does it say where on there?
No, it doesn't. Bro. any city on this tour that you're really excited about?
Definitely Milan.
Milan?
Yeah, because we haven't been there yet.
Ah.
And everywhere else, pretty much, that's just foreign to us because we're used to being in Korea. And Korea's always lit.
Right.
But it's like, we want to get out every once in a while.
Right.
And like shows overseas. Have like a different culture.
Right.
It's interesting to experience that.
Well, Milan. I just did a show in Milan. It was great.
Oh, yo. Have you done one in France?
I just did Paris.
You know how they like stomp the feet?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do they have anything like that for Milan?
I feel like, okay. I don't know if they did it in Milan, but I know in like Poland.
Uh-huh.
And then in Paris.
Poland.
Like they were stomping their feet and I was like, wait, is this an earthquake? Like what? Because you know, you have your in-ears in and everything. And all of a sudden everything's just like shaking. I was like, what is happening? And so I had to stop like, why are you doing that? And they're like, oh, it's a good thing. I was like, are you sure? Like, you're not trying to like kick me off stage.
Like playing games with me.
Yeah, but it's a good thing. So I don't remember if Milan did it, but Milan was a cool show. Let's see. So that's like our first page. Now we're going to get into a little bit of random stuff.
Okay.
Nickname?
Yeah.
Chicken Little.
I accept that.
You accept it?
I've come to an understanding.
I could see it.
Yeah.
Especially when you have glasses on.
Yeah.
Right?
That's why I got rid of the glasses. I thought it'd fall off with the glasses. It didn't.
Yeah. Okay. So explain to me why your Twitter is so amazing.
I don't know. I think I just kind of like to be honest.
Uh-huh.
And people are intrigued by honesty.
Yeah.
About how you get hungry. And I feel like a lot of people can associate themselves.
It's very relatable.
Yeah, it's relatable. You ever think it's crazy how 20 years ago you could have just like cut all connections, moved to the city next to you and been a different person?
Yeah.
Isn't that the craziest
thing? It's amazing.
Right?
It's amazing. We're in that generation that's seen everything where we saw everything without internet. And then all of a sudden that dial-up thing happened. We're like… you know that? Remember that? AOL?
Yeah.
And then like if your dad picked up the phone, you get kicked off online. And you're like, Dad! So you got discovered on YouTube. You come over to Korea.
Yeah.
And then you were top what?
Like six.
Top six.
Yeah.
And then you ended up staying here, obviously.
Yeah.
To become a singer.
That was really random.
How did you like your K-pop star experience?
It was fun for me because we first came and then we were in like this house. Mm. We were like in this youth hostel.
Yeah.
What do you call it? Hostel?
Hostel.
Yeah, like a youth hostel with all of the American folk.
Okay.
And then, yeah, we were just having fun.
What was it like? Did you have an easy transition here in Korea, relatively? Was it difficult for you at all?
I don't think anyone does. I don't think any Korean Americans ever have an easy transition.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah.
And like, oh, it's about to get real deep now. It's about to get real deep.
All right, all right.
No, but like, for real, like, there's so many cultural differences that, because there's Korean things that I will never understand.
Yeah.
And there are American things that
they'll
Korean people
understand.
Will find it very difficult to understand, right? And I mean, I tell people that sometimes because, like, the point that this is at is you're, I don't want to say morals, because that makes one side look worse.
Right.
It's not really like that. It's just your standard of normal is different.
Right.
Right. So it's just really hard to communicate sometimes, and especially to try to get your point across or argue, like it doesn't work because no one understands each other.
Right.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah.
Dude.
I know you felt that.
고생했어.
Yeah, 고생했어.
Yo. If you think about it, like, and I think about this to this day, like, I'm incredibly blessed and thankful that I have a job here.
Right.
And that I'm able to work here.
Right.
Like, you and I are probably…
Fortunate.
We're very fortunate. One of the very few Korean Americans…
Yeah.
Who are working here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And there's so many. And it's… there's… For every one of us, there's probably thousands, tens of thousands of people who have tried and, you know.
Super fortunate.
So you come to Korea. Yeah. You have a difficult transition, just like anybody else does. Yeah.
You know what the worst thing is?
What?
The worst thing is when you're at Hejik and everyone's laughing and you're just like laughing because you have to laugh.
No idea what's happening.
That's the worst feeling, dude.
That's like 6 years of my life.
Bro. Bro.
It's awful.
I feel you.
Even on TV.
Yeah.
People are just like, ah! I'm like, what are they laughing at? Ah! What is going on? I have no idea.
Like, every time I open my mouth, it just gets really quiet.
Do you know what it is? In my head, I'm like, whenever people are talking about something, I'm like, what am I going to say? What am I going to say? What am I going to say if they ask me a question? What am I going to say? What am I going to say? Please don't ask me. Please don't ask me. Oh, no. They're looking at me. Oh, no. Oh, shit. And then they ask me a question. And in my head, I have like a great response in English. It's like a witty remark.
Right.
And the problem is I then directly translate that into Korean.
Right.
And it makes no sense and it's not funny at all.
Yeah.
And people just stare at me and it's like crickets. And then somebody, it's just silent. And then a cameraman goes, sucks. And then we move on.
Dude, it's the worst feeling, guys. It feels so bad.
It's
so bad. Yeah.
It feels so bad. It's like, because it's not only the people who are shooting with you, like, be it 8 to 10 people.
Yeah.
And there's 20 cameramen, producers, writers,
everyone's staff.
Everybody's staring and watching. Yeah. Everybody's hair and makeup. Everybody's watching. And everybody wants to go home because these shoots go for like 6, 8, 10 hours.
Yeah.
And then if it's not funny, people are like, this kid just wasted 3 minutes of our time.
Yeah.
Trying to be funny. Was that even Korean? Take him off the show.
Yeah.
So it's a very stressful process.
Yeah, bro. I sympathize with that so hard.
But you know what? We're still standing. We've been here for like 7, 8 years. We're still standing.
I don't do it anymore.
I haven't been doing it recently. But one day you'll find the courage.
Dude, it's just so hard, bro.
It is hard.
Korean's hard.
Anyway, yeah. It is hard. What was it like getting to know your band members?
Oh, it was interesting. So I think one thing I'm really proud of about Day 6 is that we don't fight.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I think bands usually they fight because of pyeonggul.
The arrangements.
Yeah, right. Arrangements. But then after a while, even like with the songwriting, melody writing parts, like parts didn't really matter anymore. After writing a certain amount of songs, we kind of just realized that whoever makes the song the best is the best.
Also, after a certain point, I personally feel like I would want my members to have more parts so I don't have to do anything during the show. I mean, let's just be very honest. I would, if I was in a band and I had to do like a 2-hour show, I'd be like, oh yeah. Oh yeah, Jay, you go, you do that. Yeah. Go for it. You can scream that note. I don't need it. What am I going to do? I'm just going to do the oohs and ahs in the back, and I'm going to make the same amount of money, and you're going to work harder than me, and you have to take care of your voice, and I can have a beer afterwards and not worry about it because I don't have to scream. That's what I would do.
I think that's exactly what happened, actually.
See? Because, I very often, when I'm on tour and I'm exhausted, I'm like, man, I wish I had a member too. And I don't have to do anything. And I just kind of dance in the back.
I heard it's lonely, man.
You know, it's not bad because I have dancers. I have my team.
Right.
So it's, I'm one artist on stage, but I have a group of 15.
Oh, wow.
So it's not lonely. It's fun. But on stage, if I'm not feeling good or if I'm tired.
Yeah.
And if I'm not 100% energy, it's hard.
It's
at times.
Hard. Yeah.
Especially in waiting rooms and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Because it's draining.
Yeah, because you're just there for hella long.
Sound check. You get there, you do the load in, you do sound check, hair and makeup. You're there all day.
Yeah.
So it's exhausting. But
I feel that.
Yeah. All right. So here are some questions here that our wonderful writers put together for you. How did your parents react to you leaving school to pursue becoming a K-pop star?
It's so funny because in the beginning they were like, yeah, take a vacation to Korea. go have fun.
Really?
And I was like, okay, I'll take leave because it was they told me that I was going to be there for a month or two.
Yeah.
And I was midway through my first semester. No, third semester, right? And then, was Cal trimesters? I forget. Anyway, I was midway through my second year and I was all right, I'll take leave. And then I went to Korea and they ended up staying every round. I was like, oh, I'm just going to go back home anyway. Make it to the next round. I'm going to go back home. Make it to the next round. That ended up happening. And eventually it came to a point where I was like, okay, mom. So I just finished live rounds. I think I'm going to have to sign with JY. And she was like, I don't think you should anymore, right? So at that point she was like, okay, this is real.
Uh-huh.
He's really going to go to Korea. Please don't ruin your life.
please don't ruin your life.
Please don't ruin your life. I want you to be successful. I want you to, make an income.
Right.
Because everyone knows music is really hard.
It's so hard, yeah.
It's really hard to make money. But anyway, that happened. And she is still here till this day telling me to go home. So.
Yeah. Is she in Korea with you?
Yeah.
Oh, she is.
I think she solely came to Korea to tell me that constantly.
So she's living here. When did she move here?
She moved here when I came over with JY. So
5-6 years ago?
Yeah, around then.
And the rest of your family, are they?
No, my dad came too.
Oh, so they're here. Where was your sister?
My sister's in America.
Okay.
How'd you know I had a sister?
Because you said it earlier.
When?
Earlier you said my sister was born 10 years older than me.
Oh, your memory's really good.
Dude, we had this conversation 10 minutes ago.
I already forgot.
So, your mom's always telling you, let's go back to America.
Yeah, she's like, you need to study. Uh-huh. You need a real career. And I was like, yeah.
Don't worry. My mom did the same thing until 2 years ago.
Oh, really? How'd you console her?
I didn't. My mom, all my fans know this already. She's up until 2-3 years ago, she was like, so when are you getting a real job? I was like, Mom, this is my job. She's like, how are you going to make money? And what are you going to do if it doesn't work out? I'm like, I don't know. I'll figure it out. But I'm good. And she's like, but why do people like you? I'm like, I don't know. I'm thankful. She's like, but why do people listen to what you do? I don't know, mom. And so she comes to Korea. She's like, so people recognize you? I was like, yes.
Oh, do you get recognized a lot out in the street?
I mean, if I'm walking around with hey guys, I'm yeah.
Like a banner above you.
Hey. Okay. But she's like, so people know you. I was like, yes. Why? Because I'm on TV. But why? I don't know.
But
and she's
why?
Like, so when are you getting a real job? This is a real job. So it took a long time. Now it's she's like, okay, this is your job. Cool. I get it. But then she comes to the shows and she's like, I just need to let you know. And I get really nervous when you be singing because I feel like you're not going to hit any of your notes. I'm like, thank you. I love you too. You're super supportive. Bye.
My parents used to be like that too.
So they're all the same. I realized my parents are still in like immigrant mode.
Oh, really? What does that mean?
Just like their mindset of like, you have to like make it and hustle and like that kind of thing. Which maybe isn't just like immigrant. It's just maybe like a hustle like mindset.
Right, but right, like, right.
They've always been that way.
I could definitely see that.
I think that's where like the concern always comes from.
I thought you were talking about that thing that happens because my parents, like they moved out of Korea when they were like 80 something, right?
Yeah.
So when they came back, they found it really hard to adjust.
Right.
Because they've been out of Korea for so
long. It's hard.
Yeah. Sorry, that was random.
No, my parents, when they come here, they're like, we probably couldn't live here because it's so different.
It's so different now.
So different.
Yeah.
But yeah. Okay. So here…
I'm scared.
No, it's fine. Anything you miss about living in SoCal? Or like living in the States?
Was that the question?
Yes. That's the question.
Anything I miss about SoCal? I miss the weather. The weather was really nice. I don't know. I kind of just miss my childhood. Or like my college years. I feel like I missed out on my golden years.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Oh.
My first year and a half of college was like…
super fun.
Absolutely great. So good. I made a lot of friends because like in middle school and like high school,
yeah,
like I was a super reject. Like I had no friends. I didn't know how to socialize.
Really?
Yeah. And I was always sick. Like I always had allergies. So like I'd be the kid in the back of the room that no one wants to talk to, like blowing his nose.
Uh-huh.
And everyone would be like, he's doing that for attention. I'm like, no. Like I need to like blow my nose,
doing
bro.
That for attention. Yeah.
I'm like, bro, I don't want your attention.
Right.
But that happened. So like I had no one to talk to. Uh-huh. So I didn't know any social cues.
Right.
And then I went to college and I met these great kids.
Uh-huh.
And then, I don't know. I feel like I became who I am today because of my 1.5 years in college.
Right.
So I feel like I missed out on 2.5.
Yeah. Do you still stay in touch with your friends from college?
Yeah.
Some of them? Yeah.
Sometimes. They're called the Shark Tank.
Why?
I don't know. They just did.
Nice. And then, that's cool. Fair.
British Airways is proud to welcome you to our home, to the thrills of London and the hills of Scotland, to delicious roasts and stunning coasts. Then explore Paris and Madrid and roam around Europe. Devour the art and savour the food, or just shop and shop until you flop into bed. Take off to Britain and beyond. Book now for 2021 and change later with our flexible booking options. Terms apply. Visit ba.com for details.
No, I think that's a very, very accurate portrayal of what like college is.
Did you go to college?
Yeah. So where? I went to Boston College.
Oh, you finished 4 years?
Yeah.
Did you come to Korea after you were done?
Yeah.
Oh, you're so lucky.
Yo, so I came after I had a job offer. I already had signed a job contract.
To where?
Oh. To a consulting company called Deloitte.
Whoa.
I came to Korea on my gap year before starting my job.
Do you regret it?
There were times when I regretted it.
Okay.
I feel like there's nobody who doesn't regret or like think of what ifs. I don't want to say regrets, but more of like, ugh, like what if I just stayed? Like you have those types of moments.
Yeah. When things are looking shaky, stable income looks nice.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. When you're like, oh, I had a very nice cushy job and I turned it away to be like perpetually poor and starving.
Yeah.
it's a certain vibe.
Yeah.
Definitely. But I liked what you said about like going to college, like even if you're like a nerd or like whatever, reject in high school, middle school, like once you go to college, it's like such a it kind of evens out the playing field. Everybody's there.
It's a clean slate.
Everybody starts over. And like everybody's down to make new friends and like survive in the same way.
That's how I saw it. I saw it as a clean slate and I was like, all right, I'm not going to be a loser anymore. I'm going to buy some clothes. I'm going to fresh up. I'm going to talk like I'm cool and I'm going to make some friends. And that's exactly what happened. So kids, never give up.
Never give up on your hopes and dreams. You will find your own Shark Tank.
You'll find your friends,
You
man.
Will be in a Shark Tank. Don't worry, y'all.
For sure.
All right. Do you regret it ever?
I don't think so. Okay, so the thing about me is I think God took me out of college to come here because I feel like I was just too busy socializing with my friends and not focusing on school.
Uh-huh.
I think I had like a... I don't want to talk about it. I had a pretty bad GPA.
So God's like, you're not studying. We're going to take you to Korea.
Yeah. I think my life would have been perpetually like just way different.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Let's talk about your music real quick. So you guys have a ton of EPs. You have some albums. A buttload of singles.
Yes.
What do you think... Like, what is a Daysick sound to you?
A Daysick sound is a song where the five of us are singing. I think that's just it, period.
Do all five of you sing?
Yeah.
It blows my mind.
It's interesting, huh?
It really blows my mind because yeah. I can barely do anything. Like, I can barely just sing and remember my lyrics. But you guys do that and you play an instrument.
Oh, yeah.
And you, like, wait for each other's turns like Guitar Hero. So it's
yeah,
like…
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, actually.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's wow. super organized.
Yes.
I don't know. Like, how does your drummer do it? Because that's like so much movement.
Yeah, Don's a beast.
Like, that's crazy to me.
He used to have a lot of like, a lot of stage fright for singing. He didn't want to sing because like he thought he wasn't any good. But recently, he's been singing a lot.
Okay.
But
that's intense.
I don't know. I'm kind of jealous of you. I thought you were really good at singing.
Oh, thank you.
I saw you at a. Can we say show names on this?
Yeah, say whatever you want.
Yeah, I saw you on Sketchbook.
Oh.
One time you went. And I was like, I was listening to In-Ear and I was like, dude, your pitch is like on point.
Well, thank you.
Was it AR?
No, I've never
done
you're
that. You're a beast. You're a beast.
Well, thank you. wait, when was this?
Oh, this was like a while back. Like two years
okay.
ago.
Wow, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I like don't remember. Again, horrible memory. But thank you.
Yeah.
In case you guys don't know, there's an AR and there's an MR. And MR is just a backing track.
Yeah.
And AR is where you have all the vocals laid into it.
Yeah.
And they're just pretty much lip syncing.
Yeah.
Which, are we going to spill the tea?
Yeah, spill the tea.
Most people do just AR.
I didn't know that.
Most people do ARs, man. But like
that.
If you go to like Music Bank or whatever, and like you can sit there and you listen to them, right?
Yeah.
I can immediately tell like who's actually singing and who's not.
Oh, yeah.
So I have like, wait, before we came and started this show, I asked Twitter for some questions.
Oh, really?
All right.
I'm scared.
And again, these are not questions from me. These are from your fans.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to start it really, really easy. This is from Burmerlory. Which Daysick song would you recommend to friends who don't listen to Korean songs?
I'd say, are they Korean or American?
Let's say American.
American? I'd say either Blood or 이상하게 계속 이래.
이상한 what?
이상하게 계속 이래.
Oh, 이상하게 계속 이래.
I feel like it's called English.
I'm weirdly like this. Something like that. It's
something like that.
Something that would roughly translate to.
Something like that. Or the one off our latest EP, which was… what was it called? 돌아갈래요.
I want to go back?
Yeah.
Okay.
American All right. Sense.
This is from Orenjays. If you weren't an idol, what would you be up to right now?
Okay. So the thing is, I really wanted to be a politician.
Oh.
Yeah. Before I was smart enough to understand that those aren't things that you could just do.
I feel like you could definitely be a politician. Why not?
If you were a politician,
well, okay, Senate, Congress, Governor, President.
I wanted to be a UN representative.
A UN representative?
Yeah.
Cool.
Because I did a lot of Model UN.
Oh.
So that's when I was like a kid and everyone was like, I want to be a policeman. I want to be a president. I was like, okay, I want to be like in the UN.
It is possible. You can still do it.
Actually, that's true though. Because this job, even this job isn't possible in the real
this
world.
This is a ridiculous job.
Yeah.
Nobody, like this is when I was a kid, I was like, what do you want to be? I was like, a singer. And my parents and everybody would just laugh at me.
Yeah.
Like, all right. Never mind. My first thing they're like, what do you want to be? Is like, I want to be an art teacher. And people, like literally, I remember my entire family and extended relatives. Laughing at me.
Wait, why? Why is that crazy?
They're like…
An art teacher.
They're like, oh, I said artist or a kindergarten teacher. And they're like, that is the most ridiculous thing. And they're like, I was like, wow. Why? It's like, you're not going to make any money. This is when I'm like 7. And I was like, oh.
Wow.
Shatter my dreams. I'm going to be…
7-year-old dreams.
What am I going to do? But you could totally be. Like, I think about it regularly. I'm like, oh, if I were to stop being a singer right now, what would I do? And like every once in a while in the back of my head, I'm like, what if I was a politician? Like, I think I would hate it.
What morals would you stand for, though?
Good ones.
Well done. That was like, a very politician like answer.
Jesus morals?
Yes.
Hello. Okay, that's cool. Politician. What would you stand for?
I don't know. I guess that's why I never, because I started getting into the study of politics. And I was like, wow, it's a lot deeper than I thought it was. I thought it was just arguing with people for a living.
So you just wanted to argue people.
Yeah. So like, yeah, because I really liked arguing with people. It makes me happy. So like…
My thing with politicians is I thought I'd be a politician, or I wanted to be, but then I was like, no, that would be horrible, because for a moment I was like, you have to be so full of yourself and arrogant that you think your values and morals are better than everybody else's.
That's valid, actually.
And you have to have everybody agree with that.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm definitely not cool enough.
I am. I could definitely be a politician.
But now you can, see? So, okay.
Okay.
Next question. If there's a zombie outbreak…
Yes.
You can only choose one member.
Yes.
Who are you going to go with? One peer. Gabriel. One peer?
Yeah.
Why?
He's the easiest to sacrifice in a pinch.
Just going to sacrifice people real quick.
Yeah.
All right. That's fair.
Practical answers.
Here's one from Burmelori. Were you already tall since you were a kid, or when puberty hit you?
Dude, I hit puberty kind of late. So
oh, yeah?
Like in the middle of 10th grade, summer going up to 11th grade, I shot from like 5'6 to like 5'10.
Dang.
Yeah. And that's why my torso is really long. I have a really long torso.
How tall are you?
Huh?
How tall are you?
I'm 6'183.
That's it?
Yeah.
It's because your face is so small.
No, it's because I'm like, it's because my torso's long.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Like he looks like a giant to me.
Yeah.
Because you are a giant to me.
Man. How tall are you?
Like 5'8.5.
Oh.
See, I'm not that short, guys.
Yeah. That's nice.
It's all good. Messi or Ronaldo?
Oh, definitely Messi. Argentina.
Woo!
Messi, why?
You like I don't Ronaldo? Know. I mean, people always just have like an opinion. And yeah.
I don't know anything about soccer.
Okay, that's cool. That's fine. All right, okay. Here we go. Ready? I have some saved for you guys.
I'm scared.
This was kind of… Okay. From RochCXC19. Do you put socks on before your pants or after your pants?
I put socks on after everything.
It's the last thing.
It's the last thing before I leave the house.
Okay. This is from Ypsukawak. Jay, who is your bias in day 6?
My bias in day 6?
Uh-huh.
Okay, if I wasn't a member of day 6, I think I would be a… I think I'd be a tone bias.
A tone bias?
Yeah.
Okay, now that you are a member of day 6 and you know them very well…
Yeah. I don't like any of them.
All right. Fair enough. This is from Monica J13. Is the S or C silent in scent?
This is some like 3000 IQ questions. S or C? Scent. Neither. You can hear the S and the C both very clearly. Scent.
Are you sure?
Scent.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
You're welcome. Okay.
Wait, there's no answer to that?
And there's no answer. From I Am Ali Looney, if you're given a chance to see the future, to know when and how you die, would you take that chance?
Oh, wow. That's hard. I thought about that a lot, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because, I mean, how would you be able to live your life to the fullest knowing exactly when you're going to
die? I wouldn't do it.
Oh, you wouldn't do it at all?
No.
You're not even curious?
No.
Really? You could get an exact time and date and how and why.
But like, that's not life then. That's cheating life.
Oh, that was deep. I like that.
So I'm like, yeah, you could do it. But then, see, like, do you believe in like Haju and like fortune telling and tarot cards and all that stuff? Like that stuff freaks me out. I don't believe in it either because I feel like that stuff, even inadvertently, even subconsciously, can affect your daily behavior.
Oh, like how you act because of certain predictions.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like, I was on a TV show and they were like, oh, you're only going to make money until 2019. Legit. They were like, you're going to be poor. And I was like, what? I didn't ask for this. Like, I don't want to know this stuff. But for some reason, like, and I don't even want to believe it. Yeah. But after I heard that, I was like, I got to work so hard, even harder now.
Yeah, because…
Like, yeah, like, even if I don't want to do that one show, if I'm going to make a few thousand bucks out of it, I need to go do it, even if it's going to kill my body.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to make money.
Wait, but you don't believe in it, though.
I know, but
yeah,
every once in a while, it's still like in the lingering.
Yeah, it lingers back in your head.
And I hate that. Dude. So it's like, I don't want to know.
Wait, do you believe in paranormal activity?
I feel like there are ghosts and spirits.
Dude, I thought, okay, I was so scared for like a month straight.
Why?
Because I had this period where like we were concert prepping, we were like doing promos, and I was really tired all the time.
Yeah.
Every time I would try to go to sleep, I would hear a voice. The voice would be like, Jay, right? Scariest thing ever, right?
This is in your dorm?
Yeah. No, this is real. Like, it really happened. This was in my dorm. Mm. And then it would just do it constantly.
Yeah.
And then like, I would have to like, I'd be really scared. I would stay up. I would watch more videos, think of something else, and I'd go to sleep. And eventually I'd be able to go to sleep. I was too scared to look it up because I thought it was real. And I looked it up today on Google. And apparently it's really normal when you're tired.
To hear somebody yell your name?
Yeah. Because you're half in a dreaming state. Right? I just wanted to share that with you guys. It was a really big relief for me. I thought I was going crazy.
Or it's because you're super tired and your body's susceptible to threats and weaknesses. And so spirits can get to you easier. You've had Kawi before, right?
No.
You've never had that?
I can break out of Kawi before it starts.
Oh my God. That stuff freaks me out.
Dude, I don't even want to.
Yo, Kawi is like sleep paralysis where like you wake up and you open your eyes and you can see everything and you hear everything, but you can't move and you can't speak and you can't do anything about it.
How often does it happen to you?
Maybe like once or twice a year.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like a constant thing.
Not constant. Like it's gotten, like I haven't had it recently, but I remember like, I heard stories about it at like Bible camp or stuff. And people were like, yeah, they're like demons and like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, whatever. And then it happened and I was like so freaked out.
What was yours like?
So like there are ones where like I don't see any spirits or demons, but like I open my eyes and like I'm laying in bed and I can see that the hallway light is on.
Oh.
And I'm like, that's weird. But like, and then I see somebody. I'm like, hey. But like, I can't speak. I can't say anything. I'm paralyzed. And I want to like get up and move, but I can't. And that's the freakiest like sensation. And then like maybe two or three times I've had it where I wake up and then I see like scary like ghost demon things like
what
floating around.
What do they look like?
I don't know. I don't even remember. I was just like, this is crazy. Like, this is insane. And then I'm just like, I start like screaming Jesus in my sleep.
Yeah. He doesn't need me. You don't know.
Right. I'm like, and then I like start saying the Lord's Prayer. And then at a certain point, it was like, I would get it. And I'm like, oh, okay. I know what this is. Just go back to bed. And I would have to rationalize it that way.
Wait, so if you rationalize it, the fear goes away and you can go back to sleep?
Yeah. I was just like, oh, okay. So I'm paralyzed. If I go back to sleep, I'll wake up. Let's just keep going to sleep. And I just go back to bed. That's how I am. So whenever I do get it now, it's just like, oh, okay, cool. And then even if there is like a ghost or demon, I'm like, oh, hey, okay, cool. Bye. I'm going to go back to I'm tired. Bye. And then I wake up later and I'm fine.
Wow. That's so crazy. I feel like if I ever got real sleep paralysis, I'd get a heart attack. And be over. That's game over. Yeah, for sure. Dude, I'm so scared of ghosts. Like I'm definitely afraid. Like yesterday.
Dude, we should go to a haunted house.
Let's not. I hate those.
We should we should do a video where we just watch a scary movie.
Dude, I can't see. I'm okay watching the video, but that night I can't go to sleep.
Did you watch Get Out?
Yeah, that wasn't scary.
Okay. See, you're fine. Did you watch like The Conjuring or like
See, those I have problems with. Yeah.
Annabelle.
Nah.
Annabelle.
I got a problem with those kind of
videos. Okay.
Sure.
All right. Let's do one more fan question. I have to do this one because it was so ridiculous. It was a very savage question. This is from Mew 6. Do you fold or crumple your toilet paper?
Do I fold or crumple? Oh, I fold. Because if you crumple, your fingers could fall through. And then like it could like dip into the area.
Yeah, we don't want that. I read this tweet and I was like, who crumples their toilet paper?
I could definitely see Don doing that.
I was legit like, who is crumpling toilet? Do you crumple your toilet paper? Please, I'm sorry. If anybody crumples toilet, I'm sorry.
I don't think so.
I'm like, I'm sure you like fold the toilet paper.
Even, like, directions on it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's creased.
Yeah.
So like, but I was like, crumple. Y'all, there's a much better way to do it. If you're crumpling, you could fold it and
it's very chaotic.
It's very, yeah. I can't imagine that being nice at all. So yeah, that was a weird question. Then it just caught my attention, so I had to do it.
Yeah, that makes you simple.
Yeah. Anything that you would like to say to your fans and like promote for Day 6 or yourself personally?
Well, Day 6 just had an album called Gravity.
Yeah.
I think. Oh, no. No, it's called The Book of Us. Right? Because our tour is called Gravity Tour right now.
It's very confusing.
Yeah. So Day 6 came out with an album. Please listen to it. It has a lot of concert field energy music.
Yeah.
And also, I guess, I don't know, just the main gist of what I wanted you guys to understand was I'm just a normal person, and like all those tweets and stuff, they're just usually like little reminders for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess for anyone that can relate. So don't take anything out of context. Love you guys. Please listen to Day 6. Subscribe to J6. And that is all.
I can't wait for the new season of J6.
Me too, man.
All right. We got some fire lightning round questions. Yo. Okay. Here we go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Who makes you laugh the most?
One Pier. Oh, Sungjin.
Sungjin.
Yeah.
One Pier's going to feel very betrayed.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What song makes you cry every time?
No song. Ah, 그렇더라고요.
그렇더라고요. Is that your own song?
Yeah, Day 6 song.
Okay. All right. Day 6 song. Favorite snack to keep close by at all times?
Probably water.
Water?
Yeah.
All right. Iron Man or Captain America?
Neither. I don't like Marvel.
What? Yeah. What? Wait, did you like DC?
No. I'm not into superheroes.
Oh my gosh. Diane's having a freak out here because she so is on your team right now.
Yeah. I don't like not like Marvel or like superheroes. I was never interested. I left halfway through.
What are you Avengers. Interested in? Like movie-wise or like entertainment-wise? Anything in particular?
I like romance.
Romance. Favorite romantic movie?
Her.
Ah.
Her was good. Her was interesting.
Cool. First K-pop artist you ever stand?
Ooh, G.O.D.
G.O.D.?
Yeah.
Favorite G.O.D. song?
Dude, there's so many. I guess 보통날?
보통날. All right. Last person you texted?
You.
Okay. Person you'd marry right now if they asked?
Jesus.
Okay. Your fans are blank.
Fans are wild.
Fans are wild.
Yeah.
I always get nervous with this one. Eric Nam is blank.
Is a lot more intelligent than I thought he was.
Wait, what did you think of me? What did you think of me?
No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing.
Well, here's the thing. I feel like we've never had like a real conversation.
Yeah.
You know? Like we've always seen each other going and passing. And so…
Like either in MC mode or like very like…
Yeah.
Young variety mode.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we've never had like a real just like chill conversation.
Yeah.
So… I'm glad like we were able to do this because I feel like I got to know you a lot better.
Yeah.
And it can kind of kickstart us off into having more conversations and discussions about whatever.
Yeah. This was really fun.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. You're welcome back anytime.
Okay.
At any point. You could take over, you know, just like hijack my show for a while if you want. You could do whatever you want. So you're more than welcome. Where can people find you online?
JYPE.com.
Uh-huh. Important one.
And I guess Day 6 on YouTube.
Yeah, Day 6 on YouTube.
Yeah. What else do people say usually?
Your Twitter or your IG.
My Twitter handle?
Yeah.
Nah, don't worry about it.
You'll find him anyways. Well, I think we can wrap it now. And next time, now that we had like an initial conversation,
yeah,
I feel like we can go even deeper.
I want to get really deep.
Okay,
like so deep, like deep.
Okay,
not deep.
let's like pick a topic next time that we just want to contemplate.
Yeah,
like dinosaurs, or like the Milky Way, or like
what's the best dinosaur?
Oh man, I really like Brontosaurus.
See, you're already wrong. It's the T-Rex.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
T-Rex. Why?
Okay, next time. Next time.
So many questions.
Yep.
Maybe some answers. Next time. Probably not. On K-Pop Daybox Show. Thanks for joining us, Jay. Have a good one, guys.
Sorry.
Have a great week.
Bye.
Bye.
Outro! Thank you for listening to K-Pop Debug with Eric Nam.
Acast powers some of the world's best podcasts. Here's a show we recommend.
Hey, listeners, I'm Rachel Thomas, host of Tilted a Lean In podcast. We bring you conversations at the intersection of gender and culture, highlight people who inspire us, and share expert stories to help you make the playing field a little less tilted.
Burnout is the feeling of being overwhelmed and exhausted by everything you have to do while still worrying that you are not doing enough.
That's a feeling so many women are all too familiar with, and research backs it up. Women are shouldering a much heavier workload and showing more signs of burnout than men during COVID-19. I wanted some answers, so I spoke with two experts on the topic, Ariana Huffington and Emily Nagoski, for advice on preventing burnout in our own lives. I hope you'll tune into this episode and subscribe to Tilted, a Lean In podcast on Acast or wherever you listen.
Acast recommends.